As part of her responsibilities, Sister Beck is a member of the Church Board of Education and the Board of Trustees of church schools and universities. She also serves as a member of the Executive and General Councils for Welfare and the Perpetual Education Fund of the Church. Sister Beck graduated with a bachelor's degree in family science from Brigham Young University. She has served in all the auxiliaries of the church. She served on the Young Women General Board and as first counselor in the Young Women General Presidency prior to being called to serve as the Relief Society General President. Sister Beck and her husband, Ramon, are the parents of three children, and currently they have 10 grandchildren.
My dear graduates, it's an honor to address you in this wonderful BYU-Idaho setting. As a member of the Board of Trustees of BYU-Idaho and the Board of Education for the Church, it is my privilege to sit in council and help make decisions that affect the school. For many years now, a great investment has been made in this university. Congratulations to you on achieving your goal and for becoming the newest group of graduates from BYU-Idaho. I have many memories of this school. Six of my siblings attended school here. I come from a family of 10, and many nieces and nephews have been here at school. I remember driving up with my parents in cars loaded with bottled fruit, loaves of homemade bread, and anything they could bring to share with their children who were going to school here. My mother came to more Mother's Weeks than I could count, and one time she received the award for having the most number of graduates and children who had been at Ricks College. Now, some of you may want to know why, with that kind of a history, I didn't come to BYU-Idaho and didn't go to school in Ricksburg. When I was about 12 or 13, I weighed about 80 pounds. I came up here to visit my sister, who was thoroughly involved at Ricks College, loving every minute of it. One day, she said, "Let's walk down to campus from the dorms." She was the dorm president. She gave me an umbrella, and we started to walk. It was a typical Ricksburg day, freezing cold, and the wind was blowing. The wind blew so hard, it turned the umbrella wrong side out, and it blew me into a light pole. I held on for dear life, afraid I was going to go down the street. I hung on until my sister rescued me. When it came time for me to go to college, my father was then serving on a church assignment in southern Utah in the area of St. George. He said, "How would you like to go to Dixie College?" He beguiled me because of the climate, and I went. Dixie College at that time was a wonderful place to go to school, but I was the only family member who had that opportunity. While you have been here at BYU-Idaho, you have been the recipients of one of the finest educations available in the world. You've also been educating in an environment where the Spirit of the Lord could flourish. I know that each of you have understood that many thousands of your peers throughout the world would dearly love to have the opportunity you have had. While you have been at BYU-Idaho, you have been committed to live an honor code. Very few institutions of learning require a special code of conduct from their members. In this permissive world, we're blessed that institutions of learning of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints still require a code of conduct. Your willingness to live the honor code has been certified every year by your bishop. I'll talk today about the importance of continuing to live the Lord's honor code in the years to come. It's important to remember why the Lord has given us a code of conduct. We know that we each received our first lessons about the plan of happiness in the world of spirits before we were born. We each then fought in a great conflict to be participants in that plan. Hopefully, we're seeking the blessings that come from living that plan. We know that if we successfully navigate this life, we have the promise of eternal life. And in order to be successful, we must live by the Lord's code of conduct. The Lord told Abraham, "Behold, I will lead thee by the hand, and I will take thee to put upon thee my name." Then the Lord showed Abraham all the souls who would come to this earth. And he said, We will prove them. That means all the people who would come to the earth, you. We will prove them herewith to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. And they who keep their first estate, that's the life we had before this one, shall be added upon. And they who keep not their first estate shall not have glory in the same kingdom with those who keep their first estate. And those who keep their second estate, the life we're living now, shall have glory added upon their heads forever and ever. We can only have that glory if we follow the Lord's code of conduct in this life. Additionally, we know that we are living in the last days, which are described in Matthew 24, where we hear that there shall be wars and rumors of wars, and nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes, and many false prophets arise to deceive many. In Timothy, the Apostle Paul describes our time when he said, "Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-bakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Graduates, that describes the world you're entering. Congratulations. However, you do not need to worry. The Apostle Paul also said, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus." The code of conduct you have lived at this university has been good preparation for you to navigate in the world outside of this university. The honor code you committed to live by at BYU-Idaho has included a commitment to honesty, chastity, clean language, respect for others, not partaking of addictive substances, appropriate dress and grooming, and attendance at church meetings. As you leave this university, you will no longer have the BYU-Idaho honor code to protect you, but you should continue to follow the Lord's code of conduct. Much of the Lord's code of conduct can be found in For the Strength of Youth, and I would like to recommend this book as a lifelong resource to you. On my personal copy of that book, I've circled the word "you" and "for," meaning for the strength of you. I would like to review some of the Lord's code of conduct found in this book. Continuing to live the standard of honesty, for instance, after you leave BYU-Idaho will be a blessing to you. For the strength of youth teaches that dishonesty hurts you and usually hurts others as well. It counsels you to be honest in your job, giving a full amount of work for your pay. As you live that principle, you will be more likely to progress in your careers. Being honest requires courage and commitment, but you'll be able to do so because you have practiced living that principle here. At BYU-Idaho, you made a commitment to obey the law of chastity. You know that God has commanded that sexual intimacy be reserved for marriage. In For the Strength of Youth, we read that when you are chaste, you protect yourself from the emotional damage that always comes from sharing physical intimacies with someone outside of marriage. Living that principle throughout your life will bless and protect you. In the BYU Honor Code, you committed to use clean language. For the Strength of Youth teaches that how you speak says much about who you are. Use language that uplifts, encourages, and compliments others. Do not insult others or put them down, even in joking. You will be more successful in your lives, and you can help others around you to use clean language by your example and by good-naturedly encouraging them to choose other words. At BYU-Idaho, you also committed to abstain from all substance abuse, including alcoholic beverages, tobacco, tea, and coffee. I would also include in that admonition, and it's mentioned in this booklet, the counsel from prophets to remain free from participation in an addiction to pornography. For the strength of youth teaches that you must remain free from harmful addictions that have control over your life. When you do this, you gain the blessings of a healthy body, an alert mind, and the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Who would not want the blessing of a healthy body, an alert mind, and the guidance of the Holy Ghost? You also committed here to participate regularly in church services. Now you're going out on your own. You will not be part of well-organized student wards. I'm sure you won't forget that the Lord has given the Sabbath day for your benefit. For the strength of youth teaches that when seeking a job, share with your potential employer your desire to attend your Sunday meetings and keep the Sabbath day holy. Many employers value employees with these personal convictions. Whenever possible, choose a job that does not require you to work on Sundays. Remember, as you begin to prosper and move ahead in your lives, that Sunday is not a holiday or a day for recreation or other athletic events. You will stand out and impress others by your willingness to continue living this principle the Lord has given you here. At BYU Idaho, you committed to observe dress and grooming standards. Most of you understand that your body is God's sacred creation, and you shouldn't defile it in any way. For the strength of youth teaches that the way you dress is a reflection of what you are on the inside. Your dress and grooming sends messages about you to others and influences the way you and others act. When you are well-groomed and modestly dressed, you invite the companionship of the Spirit and can exercise an influence for good on those around you. You've also been counseled not to disfigure yourself with tattoos or body piercings and to show respect by dressing appropriately for all activities. You've done that here. Living those principles as you go forward in your life will invite continual blessings. Living other principles taught in For the Strength of Youth, which are not always mentioned in the honor code, will also bless you. Consider also the principle of education, that it's an investment that brings great rewards. It's a lifelong principle that you will be in a competitive world, and education will open the door of opportunity for you. For the Strength of Youth teaches you the principle of gratitude and teaches that if you live with a spirit of thanksgiving, you will have greater happiness and satisfaction in life, and you will express your gratitude to the Lord by the way you live. The principle of friends is taught in For the Strength of Youth. You're counseled to choose your friends wisely. They will greatly influence how you think and act and even determine the person you will become. To have good friends, you should be a good friend yourself and treat them with kindness and respect and go out of your way to invite those who are shy or unincluded. You will have more and more opportunities to invite friends of other faiths to your church meetings and activities where they can learn about the gospel. Many people have joined the church through the example and fellowship of their friends. You also have opportunities to be an influence of good, as you are a good friend. Remember family. You fought a great pre-earth conflict for the privilege of having a family. Satan will discourage and distract you from living correct principles regarding family because he can never have one. Being part of a family is a great blessing. As I have traveled throughout the world, I have seen that in many countries there are corrupt and incorrect practices with regard to family. If you live by the principles found in the family, a proclamation to the world, you will be following the Lord's code of conduct regarding family. For the strength of you reminds you to pay your tithing and your offerings. Tithing is an important commandment you should live throughout your life. Also live the principle of serving others, and you'll find that your heart will be filled with love, your capacities will increase, and your life and the lives of those around you will be blessed. By living the standards found in For the Strength of Youth, you will be following the Lord's code of conduct. You will go forward with faith, being true to the Lord and His church in all circumstances. As you live the Lord's code of conduct, you are promised that the Lord will make much more out of your life than you can by yourself. He will increase your opportunities, expand your vision, and strengthen you. He will give you the help you need to meet your challenges. You will be able to do your life's work with greater wisdom and skill and bear trials with greater courage, and you will have some trials, but you will be able to bear them with greater courage. These are amazing blessings that you will need as you leave this university. Graduates, you've been blessed to live in the environment of BYU Idaho, and you have been protected here by the honor code. Now you'll go out into the world. Some of you may become discouraged. Some of you may be tempted to give up on the Lord's plan. And some of you may relax your standards because you're no longer committed to live the honor code. But if you continue to live the Lord's code of conduct, you will be blessed. You will no longer need an annual bishop's endorsement, but you can look forward to interviews with a priesthood leader to renew temple recommends, which certify your willingness to live the Lord's code of conduct. In the Book of Mormon, the Lord counseled his people to come ye out from the wicked and be ye separate and touch not their unclean things. He has commanded you to be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Now, after you leave here tonight and we finish these proceedings, some of you will feel a sense of melancholy. I saw as we were walking down the aisle and greeting the graduates, many tears, and I could see by the sets of your jaws and the smiles and the tears in your eyes the history of your challenges. I remember walking out of my last exam at BYU in Provo. At the time, it had taken me about 8 years to complete the last 2 years of my college education. By then, I had a family, 2 children. I was the primary president. We'd built a home. I'd served on many community projects. As I walked out of that exam, there was a little mist of rain falling, and I thought, the angels are weeping for me. They're so happy that I finally completed this goal. I know the struggles and work that comes from many of you, what you've done. I think of the days that my husband took our children, got them up, fed them breakfast, took them to my sister, brought them home, put them to bed, and I'd been gone all day. Those are the kinds of things you have done and others have helped you. Many will be vying for your talents and your gifts. Seek the Lord to know where to place them. You will need his help. My brothers and sisters, I congratulate you on achieving this great goal. The Lord loves you. I love you. All the members of the Board of Education love you. And we're grateful to have the opportunity to sit in decision-making meetings where we have been able to bless your lives through those decisions. I leave you my testimony of the truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know we have a loving Heavenly Father who has a plan for us on earth. And if we stay close to him, we'll be able to navigate this world. I bear you testimony of our Savior Jesus Christ and of the Holy Ghost to guide and direct us and of a living prophet in President Thomas S. Monson. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.